You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, now we've got a great guest. I'm very excited. I think we've all been eating burgers for a long time, but burgers. There's a different kind of burger out there today, and that's the BurgerFi burger. I want to thank my friend Russ Borenstein, who's been pumping me full of great BurgerFi stories all day, and I want to welcome Corey Weingrad. He's the CEO of BurgerFi. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with BurgerFi, because it's a real interesting story.
Well, I started with BurgerFi at the inception of the company back in 2011. Previous to that, I had been a practicing attorney, handling both corporate and litigation matters for many years, for over 25 years. But I also had been involved in a number of entrepreneurial endeavors, and BurgerFi was kind of the next step in my, you know, that process. For me, coming from New York to Florida was really exciting because we knew we were onto something special. You know, BurgerFi is really the leader in the all-natural burger space and continues to innovate in the burger industry. So, you know, I use my experience both in litigation and corporate matters as well as business matters to help lead BurgerFi to be the leader in the better burger segment. And we're 6 years into since we were born, and we've got over 100 restaurants essentially worldwide. But we were born in Florida, and more than half our restaurants are in Florida, so we're really a Florida-based burger concept. And we're just continuing to make a lot of news out there with our menu innovation and leveraging technology. And so we've got a great story. And, the consumers, folks love us because we know that we've got the best burgers out there, not just the meat burgers, but also the meatless burgers.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that because, I've been growing. I just got to say it that way. And I'm looking at different things. And, you know, I saw that you've got this brand new burger. It's plant-based, which is kind of a new way of saying things. And tell me a little bit about that. How does that work versus a traditional beef-based burger, which I think that has all kinds of implications of having less burgers that are beef made.
Yeah, so, we were known for and have been known for our, all-natural burgers, no antibiotics, steroids, or hormones. We use just, 1% of the beef that's available. It's USDA certified. And, it's the best product out there. But we know that our guests, our fans want other options. So, we did some research and development, and we learned about a company out of California called Beyond Meat.
Yes.
And they're really the leader in what they call, plant-based meat products. And they have a product called the Beyond Burger. I mean, it is a phenomenal, phenomenal tasting product. It is plant-based. It's got the same amount of protein as a beef burger, but it's cholesterol-free, contains no GMOs, soy, or gluten. And we're the first chain to carry that product. It tastes, it chews, and it satisfies just like a traditional beef burger. It's phenomenal. We rolled it out about 2 months ago in 8 stores out of our 103 stores. And on September 4th, right at Labor Day, we're going to roll it out to our entire chain. And the reception in just the 8 test stores has been phenomenal. It's exceeded our expectations wildly. So we're really proud to have partnered with Beyond Meat to roll out the Beyond Burger. And, just folks are looking for something different. They're looking for another great protein option that is not meat. And, we know that in the future there are going to be a lot more options, a lot more innovation, and we're continuing to make those different, menu options available to our guests.
It's really interesting to me because the people behind this Beyond Meat, when I was reading about it, it's fascinating, and there really is a need to get beef replacement out there, because as the, I don't want to get into geopolitics or any of that stuff, but it's just that as the world gets to be more mature, people want more beef, and you got to evolve away from beef if we're going to have a sustainable environment. And so these people that are behind the Beyond Meat teaming up with you, I want to give you all a high five. This is just a great idea.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, we're constantly looking at different options. You know, we've had since we were born a meatless option on the menu. It's our vegified burger. It's our vegetarian option, which is quinoa based, and it's really popular. You know, we even think about things like not everybody wants to have a burger on a bun. So we have what we call our green style option, where you can have it on a lettuce bun instead of a bread bun, and folks get meat burgers, the vegified burger. Heck, we even have some folks who get hot dogs on a green-style bun. So for us, it's all about giving our guests, our fans, exactly what they want, whether it's customizing their burger or different product options. We're constantly thinking about what's the next great thing out there.
Now, that's where I want to go next. What do you see as the next great thing out there, without giving any little secrets away or anything? It seems to me like you're moving towards more innovation at BurgerFi.
Well, it's probably more about technology than just products themselves. And it's getting consumers, what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. So, delivery is really the next great thing. I remember, growing up in the New York area, and if you wanted to get something delivered, your choice was basically pizza. Nowadays, you can really get anything, and burgers as a delivery option are prominent. We have delivery with virtually all of our restaurants. Uber, Uber has become known as a way to get a car. Now it's a way to get your food. We have many of our restaurants using the aligning with the Uber Eats service, and many restaurants here in Florida have that. So you use your Uber app, and you can order BurgerFi burgers and fries and onion rings, wow, and all the rest of our great food, and have it delivered to you. And you can even track on their app exactly where your food is at a particular moment. So this is really the future technology, and getting the food, as I said, when you want it, where you want it, and how you want it.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning the onion rings. Now I'm absolutely salivating and have to stop off at one of your stores on the way home. Great. Thanks so much. I think I'll stop in Coral Gables. So let's talk about this. So you're doing delivery. We've only got a couple minutes left. Are you changing your packaging so that your products are able to be more delivery? I don't like to use the word robust, but I guess I have to.
Say delivery friendly?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've changed our packaging to allow for that, to make sure that our products are, hot, and our burgers are juicy, and our fries remain crispy and crunchy. We've also thought about safety as well with the kind of packaging and the seals that we use as well. So for us, we're thinking about every angle and want to make sure that our guests have the very best experience, whether it's coming into our restaurants and experiencing, our great ambiance and looking at some of our cool, environmentally friendly design elements in our restaurants, or taking it out and having it at home, or even getting the food delivered to them. So for us, it's all about delighting our guests, just giving them exactly what they want.
I want you to know, last time I was at a BurgerFi, I took my wife. It was a Sunday afternoon. We went to the Coral Gables store on Miracle Mile. And I want you to know is that the people were friendly. They were nice. The food was amazing. We had the most fun time. So it was terrific. It was healthy. It was experientially positive. I want to thank you for giving us that experience that Sunday and for many other days in the future. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I can't thank you enough. We've had a great time today with Corey Winograd. Do I say that right, Corey?
Winograd is the way most people pronounce it, but I'm good both ways.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to go the wrong way. But, Corey, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you'll come back next time. You've got some other great products. I really enjoyed working with you and Carly. I want to thank Carly for setting us up today.
I appreciate Jim, and thanks to Russ, our great broker who finds us amazing sites in the Florida market as we expand. We're going to rely on your friend Russ to to give us the very best locations.
I love Russ, and I love Russ. Russ gave you a shout out. Russ and I have worked for many, many years, and I must tell you this: is that with Russ Bornstein, you've got one of the top professionals in the real estate market, and I'm going to see him up in Orlando, where I'm sure he's going to be looking for more sites. So thank you so much. I can't thank you enough, Corey. Have a great night.
Thanks, Jim. Take care now.
All right, Rhonda, yours.